listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's After
Show. Hey.
He's a boss ass.
Oh, yes. We lost our music cue.
All right.
There it is.
The Nikki release.
That's Nikki.
Hey. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Peaches divided, but we are here reunited. We have Miss Stephanie Bauer.
Hey, dude.
Courtney Stewart.
What's up?
And back from her
long-awaited
hiatus.
Holla. I had to
Corinne Williams.
Corinne. With 18 inches.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I need 18 inches.
18 inches with Chinese bangs.
Girl, yes. Okay.
Black bangs. Holler with the slide.
Holler. All right, hold up. We need to fix this headphone situation. There we go.
Turned yours up on accident right before the show started.
All right. So they left us like a week without an episode. Everyone was going through it. But I gotta say, out of all the episodes for them to have left us on, that was the perfect one, because I'm still trying to catch up on that week's episode.
I've watched it like 6 times. I needed a live. I was like, when is it coming back?
And then we put on the episode this time. I rewound it 7 times.
Yeah,
and I was like, bitch, it's only 5 minutes.
Yes. We rewound the first 5 minutes like 10 times.
Multiple times. Of course. Yeah. It's necessary.
You gotta pay attention.
You gotta
who
watch
touched
it.
Who moved,
yeah.
Who sit.
Yeah.
Who allegedly slid his shoes on Apollo, but you already had your shoes on. Anyways. I'ma just wait.
But all I want to say is bravo. Thank you for giving us our lives.
Yes.
We have been.
They could have ended the season on this.
I would have been okay.
Yeah.
I would have waited.
To follow. Like,
That's why I'm trying to find out. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about it. Irrelevant. What's her name? Natalie.
Natalie.
So like, which she one? Starts the
problem. There's a couple.
Well, we know who's really a irrelevant is Chuck and
Monique in the corner hiding.
Hiding in the bookshelves. He's hiding behind his wife.
The editor's amazing.
That's her
bodyguard. Can I just say, because they took that shot like 8 times over the course of these last 2 episodes.
And it didn't get old.
It did not get old.
I said that's her bodyguard. Y'all caught it.
I'm
bodyguard.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Chuck. Like, he'd be in everything. Even when Monique's not around, he'd be like,
it's all good.
Looking all types of crazy.
He should, because he makes nasty comments talking about I'm big uncle.
Well,
oh, you uncle, huh? And you want to be smashing all the homies, right. Your nieces, per se. Get your life. I can't.
He knew he not to say nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
He knew not to say
down.
A thing.
Yeah.
No, Chris like, should have got that memo. But let's talk about it.
And Brandon.
Natalie says to Brandon, Brandon's like, what the heck is why he Brandon was trying to explain. Now tell me what y'all said, think about this. A lot of fans and people are saying that Chris called Brandon a faggot and it was edited out. Now I went back and there is a time where it could have been, because there was something edited, but I mean there's plenty of words that could have been used. Now as I keep rewinding it, there is a reason why Brandon is getting hyphy. And what's her name? Natalie says, your friend is starting drama. And he says, that's not even what I'm mad about at this point. And they keep talking that things were said that can't be taken back. So I'm wondering if that was a case. And even then, still, which you read, damn, this ain't a damn, we're not in Spain. This ain't the running of
no,
the bulls.
No, you're not like, in Drew Hill. Did you get the memo?
Exactly.
Silk pajamas, rest in peace.
We are not creeping. I'm digging on you. None of that.
I think he is upset because he got pushed. Like, you needed to sit down, okay? Miss Queen, silk pajamas. You needed to have that seat and stay planted in it. Let Kenya do what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to sit down. That's just my take.
And you should be like, Kenya, come here, girl. Come here.
Right. Right.
Come here. You know you're running off at the mouth because he jumped up. Whatever it was, it's very possible that Chris said something inappropriate to him. That's fine. Whatever it was, he still hyped up, got in his face, and started moving arms and swinging. So he was getting physical. True. And that means somebody might get physical back.
Mm-hmm. And you saw what happened in the aftermath.
Out of nowhere. Peter's the one that came and, like, pushed them.
Yeah.
I mean, us rewatching it this week, that's what I thought.
Peter was very aggressive with it. And then when we heard the damn Apollo's Apollo thinks happened.
What Apollo doesn't think.
I tried to lightly separate him.
No.
And he fell back on the thing.
He fell on the beanbag.
I put my shoes on.
I was dying. You fell on a Did we not see Peter take him? And then Apollo
jumped up aggressively.
Took him down.
Aggressively. Well, and, like, choked him up.
But
well,
he tripped.
I just want to know how real or fake this situation is, because Apollo keeps saying this thing about his shoes being on or off, right?
Honey, now, they rewound it, and we saw those blue Nikes
were
on his
but
feet.
I kept saying last time that if you rewatch it, the scene where it starts to get hyphy, there's scenes clearly in there where Apollo has his shoes on, sitting down next to Phaedra, and then has them clearly off. And when they're back on, they are crisp tied to toe. Whereas in the other one, he got his toes all out, socks curled up in the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm wondering now how much of this is really serious.
Okay, so let me ask the question. Do we think that what NeNe said last week was true when she went on social media and defended herself, talking about, I look crazy because of how they edited it? So is that, are we going with that story? It's editors. I'm just saying.
I think NeNe looks crazy because she was acting a little crazy and a little bit on something.
I think she was on something.
I don't think so.
She got everyone in like the negative, hyped up, defensive mode. She's like, answer the question, Portia. Answer it. Like,
right. You want to talk about a queen in the room. NeNe was the queen.
Well, see, I don't get it. And I don't get as mad at that just because I do still subscribe to the idea that the whole setup of the questions and what they were and all of that, I believe, was producer set up, which means the whole cast knew that that was what was happening.
Exactly.
But Kenya did say on Watch What Happens Live last night, talking about there was a lot more that NeNe said to her when she came in. And you had said, Jesse, last week that you thought theoretically Kenya knew, everybody knew it was like a setup, but Kenya just didn't want to play that day because NeNe was doing too much. And I think that probably did feed into the Kenya thing.
I mean, come on, you're coming into a lion's den. You're already going to be, you saw that Kenya was acting defensive. And I'm sure in that room, because she says to Kenya about a Halloween costume, and then tonight we hear her in your diaper, which...
NeNe was reading, but you would also feel defensive if you're walking in with your friends and the host is slamming the door in your face. First of all, you a fool for going in there, Kenya, because I wouldn't have went in.
I would have been like, oh, that's what we're doing, bye.
And then I would have said some nasty comments back, and then deuce, like,
but
peace
2 hours late and no text, I would close the door in your face.
Oh, tried it.
But all I'm saying is NeNe, right, exactly.
Well, exactly. I was editing, I'm just saying.
And because the damn candles on the buffet table is still going, and those only last about 2 hours.
Yes.
But, okay, with NeNe slamming the door in her face, you know, I feel like Kenya went into it, felt a little, like, combative, because really the only one she gets along with on there is NeNe.
Yeah.
So now she's like, oh, now everyone's going to jump on me. So then she's sitting there. What's his name stands up?
CLPJ.
So she's probably just thinking this is a damn attack mode or whatever. So whatever. Apollo gets in the fight. They push him back to the side. Phaedra can't control her man.
Whoa.
And Apollo comes back into the room.
Some things you shouldn't be able
you just
to
need
control.
To be
you need
quiet.
To step aside
step
and be
aside,
like,
let him.
You gonna go to jail, baby, and just walk away.
You know you on probation, boo.
Right.
Because she almost got hit a couple times. I was like, you better back up.
You
Phaedra.
Saw her got pushed.
Yeah.
NeNe keeps yelling at Kenya, blaming her, and I'm like, girl. Whether it's her fault or not, you're doing what you're told her not to do. So if Kenya smacks you in the face, what you gonna do? You gonna get mad and talk shit, but you all up in her face. And then it escalates, because then Portia and her sister are like, oh, this is get out.
This is some hood shit. They were so right.
There were demons
she
and people.
Like, I don't want to call them demons, but them are some demons.
She said, but I saw some spirits take over, and we didn't sign up for no bleep like
you
this.
You see them walking down the hall. That was fantastic.
I loved
that. That was amazing.
With their matching head bows.
Exactly.
No.
And they're neon. Phenomenal.
Here we get into the whole Hardly pointing and blaming and all that.
Suits, whatever. Okay. Cover ups.
Chris apologizes to Nene.
Yes.
And then he starts throwing Kenya under the bus, being like, well, she, you know, she shouldn't be saying this. She shouldn't be saying this. Okay, now, like, to me, here's how I'm going to just say this. I feel like Chris is telling this damn story. And, of course, Kenya ain't there to defend herself. But he's just trying to keep everything so that none of it comes back on him. Because he really never said, he never made his point at all. As soon as the fight escalated, he let that continue. And then he's arguing about the fight versus arguing about, well, bitch, the whole problem is because you shouldn't have said this about my damn wife. Here's the papers. But he didn't do that because there's a clip out there that says that you said that.
Exactly. Like around Kenya the six-minute mark. I saw it five times. I'm just saying. I don't know.
You don't know about what?
I just feel like he needs a check. That's all I'm saying. And so he needed to go along with Peter, Cynthia, and Nene to get a check.
They were auditioning.
Hello.
He's trying to get his role.
Well, and so it gets thrown back into their face because Chris and Natalie are like, Kenya said this. Kenya said that. Like, bitch, first of all, we don't even know who you guys are.
Sit down, Natalie.
Like, whatever song you guys wrote together, like, congratulations, it was never on the charts.
Yeah, and
like,
we knew you, Chris, in New Jack City when you looked completely different.
Dance now, for you, because I does that.
Yeah. I don't even know who you are no more. I was like,
well,
who
girl,
that
stop
be?
Dancing and get your ass in the damn
and why
salon.
She had no pajamas on.
Why?
She was wearing like a leather outfit.
He didn't either. He had like a 1998 fake Burberry. Oh,
you know that was hard.
Filene's basement.
Okay. And some grease in his curls. Like, I can't. So, whatever.
Grease in his curls from the night before.
And then he borrowed Greg's bathrobe.
Yeah. I was like, why did he? How did that happen?
I was like, oh, but wait.
That
Brandon is shirtless and needed to be covered, and y'all couldn't give him the damn robe.
I'm saying exactly.
Brandon should have buttoned up real quick.
Brandon should have never appeared in those Drew Hill pajamas. Is all I'm saying. Like,
for real,
why are you wearing the silkies? Why do you have on the silkies? And then your chest is out. It looks like boobage. I don't know what's going on. I just
Nene thought you. Nene thought she was damn Janet Jackson with her entourage, little damn ensemble.
She looked good when she first walked out.
Girl, Britney Spears wore that in Dream Within a Dream in 2001.
Oh my God, yes.
All right, so then, you know, Natalie and Chris are going on and on and on. And Candy says, well, hold up. You know, really this all started because y'all were talking about Todd. And Kenya stood up and said, girl, don't be talking about other people when your business is messy, too.
True, true.
Yeah, I like when she did that.
And she says, so tell me what you said about Todd. Now, here's where we might have some differences. Now, Natalie gets up and she, word for word. Now, we've already gone through this. Natalie never used the word opportunist.
No. Yeah, because she couldn't come up with that. Difficult of a word. Let's be real.
That was a reach.
She said you ain't learned, girl.
You ain't learned nothing.
I'm annoyed that they keep bringing this up because she keeps saying, I never said the word opportunist. Yeah, you didn't because you probably don't know the definition until Cynthia told you.
Yes.
You said everything but that.
You gave the definition.
Did. And you insinuated completely.
Now, so Candy keeps saying, you know, whether...
So wait a minute. Cynthia's the one who...
Cynthia's the one that said opportunist on the books.
In my mind, I was like, Natalie is lying. Why can't we replay this?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that's why you said that. Because I was looking at you.
Like,
I was looking at Corinne all types of crazy.
She didn't say it.
She didn't say the word opportunist. But if you say the definition of opportunist and don't say opportunist, you're still saying opportunist.
Right.
Okay.
But. So Natalie's sitting there and she's on there ice skating away, trying to do, putting all her work. I'm look at me. I'm dancing around the topic. And Cynthia's in the back looking all types of guilty and
nervous.
She was looking guilty.
She looked mad to me.
That's what she wanted to give off.
Because it's one of those things, like, you know full well what you said to me, and that what you said to me means this. And you're trying to make it seem like now, because I followed up by saying it, because I did spread the juice, like, that you didn't say it.
No, that's why I felt Cynthia was getting... feeling the guilty and all that, because Cynthia's the one that was on the bus talking about, Natalie,
what'd you say about Todd?
Yeah,
what'd you say about Todd?
Like, but you want to play Nene? You want to play Miss Nene? You have to fight back like Nene.
People want checks, and
speak on
Cynthia ain't wanting to know that
she wants her coins because remember she said she came down here. Peter sold her a dream that she couldn't
get. Sold her a dream.
So now she got to work.
They got a building that's empty and a club that needs mortgages paid.
So Candy gets all up in, Candy gets in the mix and she's like, well, hold up.
Buying drinks up in there.
I don't understand why you were talking about Todd at all. And Chris, all of a sudden out of nowhere, like, sir, no one needs your advice right now. You literally just got in a fight with somebody. No one wants to hear you. She was only saying it because she was concerned for you. No, boo. That's kitchen table talk. And the table talk led to the bus. And now it got spread. Now it's running damn rampant amongst the women.
Yeah, and what he said
she got caught. Don't try to stand up for your girl now. Because you mad because you ain't call her your damn wife in how many years?
Yeah, sit down. And the thing is, like, why are you... Okay, you're supposed to be defending her at this point, right? And then you go, but I'm from the Bronx. It's cool. Like, what does the Bronx have to do with what Natalie...
He really wants people to know that.
Like, okay, sit your ass down. Where do you live now? Atlanta? Okay, like, go on somewhere.
Because you're looking like you didn't even have a bathroom to get dressed in.
You
didn't have a faucet. Some face soap. I'm just saying, he looked a little bit oily.
He looks so good.
And somebody was upset.
Like a hard life.
Saying, people age differently, but...
Because he was
that. But it's not like he's like old, wrinkly old. He just looked like somebody attacked his face.
His face looked like he was a character in The Land Before Time, the first one.
It just looks crackish. I mean, if I
was
going to
say, did you take your role in New Jack? But I'm not going to say that. Moving on.
A little blind.
I'm not trying to start no rumors.
So whatever. Candy brought that up. Chris says she was concerned, but she wasn't concerned. Candy says, I don't care about the other bitch. Talking about whoever.
Ani.
Like, no one really cares about her at the end of the day. I'm concerned that you're talking shit to the other girls. So basically, because Natalie doesn't understand girl talk, but you're talking shit and running your mouth, and now I'm confronting you, so just admit to it. And all Natalie had to say was, yeah, I did say that. I'm sorry if, that caused something or treat. But you're trying to ice skate with Cynthia. Her and Cynthia are doing feeling like the Winter Olympics. Like, she's picking Cynthia up like, yeah, girl, you didn't say it. Me neither. Like, what is going on here?
Me neither.
So then Cynthia starts getting buck in Candy's face.
She was just using her hands, but Candy's right. She's so little that it comes off. Your hands are right here.
I just want to say, if we're all going to sit here and say, Kenya stormed.
No.
Not us. Every cast member in that room has said, Kenya charged across
but they
the
also
room.
Said,
I said it too. And she should have sat her happy ass down in the seat.
But they also said that he didn't grab her.
Point.
And we clearly saw tonight he grabbed
they
her.
They didn't all say that he didn't grab her.
Only
the
Nene.
One person, only Nene kept saying, no,
Portia.
He didn't. No, he didn't. No,
I
he
didn't.
She said, Portia said, I couldn't
that.
See.
She
said,
see.
I was, I mean, I couldn't see it. So,
but then if you couldn't see, then you shouldn't be saying what I saw.
But you can see Kenya. There's a difference between being on
the
backside of Kenya and not being able to see her other arm getting grabbed versus seeing her storm across a room.
Right.
Like, everybody can see that wherever they're sitting.
I thought she was sitting down low on a beanbag. The guy was in her way, and the girl's like, "Don't backpedal now." And she like literally had to stand up so the girl could see her.
She
stood.
Oh
hell no! She could see her. She could see her just fine.
No.
Kenya couldn't even get three words out of her mouth before the girl was like,
"Everyone was jumping
on
her.
Don't backpedal." She's like, "I'm not fucking backpedaling. I'm just trying to say something."
She shouldn't have walked towards her.
Who was it that
she
said that? A lot of people write checks up in there that they can't cash. Phaedra said that. Kenya is queen of writing a check. She wants to buck up like, "I'm Detroit. I'm going to come at you." But she don't intend to actually hit you.
Right.
But when you're dealing with people that would not accept such behavior...
when you dealing with people whose hair stay looking like that?
But you know the code. This is a
which
black
Peter
girl
kept
code.
Saying.
Sit your butt down in the seat. Don't jump up unless...
Because jumping up means
jumping
you're jumping
up
off.
Means a threat.
But then that's fine. If Natalie is going to fight damn Kenya, then let that have happened.
Okay, but Chris was
grown-ups.
Standing right there.
Say,
okay.
No, stop.
Yeah,
hold on.
No, stop. Sit down. And then...
That was my imitation of that.
Okay,
that
I know.
But apparently he grabs her this
but
way,
he grabbed,
which
yeah.
was stronger.
That's, yeah, it's that way.
It was that way.
That way. It's like... I don't think
was
he
trying to get
touch
her. I don't know. He should not have touched her. And then Silk Pajamas should have sat down in the seat.
Okay. But who in here, honestly, really thought Kenya was going to touch that girl?
No, it's not about that. It's about the act of a threat.
Okay. So now that we've said that.
She should have sat her ass down.
Cynthia, let's move on to Cynthia.
All right.
Because we still talking about last week.
Right. We sit here. No. It was so good. But I said that because we're all going to say that Kenya viciously stormed towards Natalie.
I didn't say viciously.
Okay, but they felt that way,
they
right?
felt she charged at her.
In a vicious manner.
In an aggressive manner, which means you are on for attack.
So
that's not,
if that's the way that they're looking at it, but none of them can understand that Cynthia was up in Candy's face. Now, I talk with my hands.
Oh, honey. Oh, wow. Are you trying to say what Cynthia and Kenya did is the same thing?
That's what he's alluding to. Okay. And it's not, but go ahead.
Are you, okay. Please, Corinne. Damn well, girl.
Okay.
You sure did.
Definitely not the same thing.
If a bitch was in your face, talking to you like this, in your face, to describe to you like this, you're gonna be what?
Missing fingers.
First you're just going to sit there like, I'm too classy for this girl. Like, what are you?
But like, you are too close. You're going to put me in the eye.
I'm going to tell you nicely. You're doing too much right here.
And she did.
In my personal space.
Right.
Back it on up.
And then what happened?
Back it on up. That's all
That's
I'm
what
saying.
Candy did.
Okay, but see, this is the thing, though. She didn't like when Cynthia was doing all of this.
And she
but Candy equally was doing this, too.
But Candy was doing that on her side of the room. Cynthia walked up into her face.
Hold on. Were we watching the same episode?
No, you're talking about when she... Okay, so Cynthia's in her face. Candy goes, you are doing too much.
Exactly.
That's the exact same response that Cynthia was getting. That's not going to diffuse something is all I'm saying. I'm not saying Candy was wrong. I'm saying that's not going to diffuse any energy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And Candy, in the end, get to the point where she like reconciles what the hell she... Because she lost her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She realizes... She said multiple times, Cynthia... speaks that way. That is a normal behavior. She wasn't exceptionally elevated. She was in her face with her hands. She was being Cynthia. She wasn't doing extra. But I understand why Candy, who was already heightened because of what was going on and what the subject matter was, is going to feel like, okay, you too close to me, you too close to me. But she did not communicate that in a way to diffuse the situation whatsoever, which is why big old bitch Mallory was like, bitch, get out my way. And stepped in the way. Well, she moved it away because she protected Cynthia's face. She's like, that's my check.
Right.
She did a basketball under the goal move. She was like, oh, box you out.
Bitch, I'm staying here for 3 months.
But first of all, she didn't... Okay, are we moving on?
Yeah, sorry.
But first of all, she did not even, like, push Candy all aggressive. Candy missed the mark. She pushed
No. Candy's shoulder was like...
I seriously don't think Candy saw her push Todd. I really don't think she
saw
it.
Well, clearly she did. Because Candy would have lit that whole hotel room on fire.
I don't think Candy saw...
About my man, my mama, all my kids.
Yeah, she's gonna find out before the reunion show. She's gonna see how hard Mallory pushed Todd because she didn't know.
Are you sure she didn't?
I thought that's what set it up.
The whole like barely touch of Mallory, and it seemed like because she jumped up once Todd, like I was pretty sure she saw Mallory push her.
Oh, actually, no, ma'am. All she keeps saying is she touched me.
You're
she
right.
touched me.
You know why she's right? Because at the end of the episode, she says, all I did was try to get in between. She did say this. I tried to get in between Todd and Peter. So when she touched Todd, she must have thought that was Peter. Because she said, I was getting in front of, in between them. And then that's when Mallory was like,
she didn't
Mallory,
see it.
Boo.
But I live for Mallory.
I
because
don't,
Mal was standing right there like,
looking like a
she didn't even
don't talk about Miss Mal.
Sure will.
She was sitting
girl,
there.
Get a home before
Candy
you start judging other people.
Was sitting here going all buck wild, acting crazy, losing her mind. And Mallory's just sitting there like, I'm going to be her ass.
No, you know why Mallory pushed Todd? Because she knows Todd can't push her or hit her back.
Uh-huh.
No.
100%.
You know why Mallory pushed Todd? Because... Todd
she knows
is little.
Yeah, and she knows he's not gonna hit.
I don't think she meant to like knock him off because she knocked Cynthia over damn near. Because when she pushed them apart, she hit Cynthia was like, oh snap, I'm about to fall
Cynthia
over.
Cynthia can't fight. Like
Mallory
said,
was just
Cynthia
like,
can't bust the grapes.
But Mallory damn sure didn't go like that to Candy.
She was trying to get them all away.
Yes.
She was like, y'all, I gotta protect my money.
Nonetheless, I'm team Cynthia on this one because Candy just lost her daggone mind.
Well, yeah.
Because the thing is, like, she's overtly defensive about Todd. That's just the bottom line.
But come on, all these girls are saying the same. Like, one week it's, oh, Todd's sleeping with her. You know what I mean? This, Todd's doing this. And you're supposed to be my friend. And
you're not. She doesn't call any
Cynthia
of them friends.
Cynthia and Candy?
No. They just became that I like Cynthia cordial. Okay.
They cool.
Like, beyond cordial, I would say, because they have this common theme, which is parents, my family doesn't like the person I want to be with.
Girl, come on. Let's put it this way. Cynthia is irritated already at Candy. She was irritated from when she brought up the situation the week before. Like, I know things about Peter I don't be talking about. She's irritated from that. She's irritated from that exact night.
Because she shouldn't have said that.
But Cynthia shouldn't be talking about, oh, what did you say, Natalie, about Todd?
Yes, it's Cynthia the same should. Thing. They own a show to talk about it.
But then Candy can say the same thing. What's the difference?
Okay.
But why does that make Cynthia right over Candy?
We already argued about, like, last week and when Cynthia should be bringing up stuff versus Candy.
Because she wasn't doing anything different than she normally does.
She was. She was. Cynthia was turned up.
No, she wasn't.
If Peter
was using her words, she wasn't getting, like, overtly excited.
Because she can't fight. She would never do that.
But she never was beat.
She don't need to fight. She was just trying to talk and get her point across.
She was trying not to make it.
Like, she does. Like, if I was doing this right now, trying to get my point across. That's all she was trying to do.
I don't feel threatened.
But then Peter rolled up.
Yeah, Peter started.
But he was worried because he hears what's going on.
Well, Peter should have pulled his wife aside and said, babe, what's going on? Not go to Candy's face and be like, so what's up?
Excuse me, I do not think that he went to Candy's face.
We rewound it and he went like this story. He's like,
because Candy thinks she's a man. She thinks she has to defend Todd.
She did. I mean, she stepped in the middle of two men.
Two men. Everybody.
Her man pulled her away. Exactly. Like, if your man's pulling you away,
sit your ass down.
Sit down.
Have a seat.
But that's fine. But that wasn't before Peter came up.
Oh, no. Excuse me. Peter just came up and said, what's going on here? What's going on here?
No, he's like,
Cynthia aside.
Then Candy want to be popping off. You can move. Mm-mm. You can move. Oh, Candy.
And Cynthia, I mean, and it's obvious. Obviously, Candy has a chip on her shoulder when it comes to Peter, and Peter is probably not as pleased with Candy as he should be because she's said she knows some things about him which are probably true and nasty, and he doesn't want it out there, and she's putting him on blast. So that makes sense. But Peter did not roll up in there and hit nobody or do nothing.
No.
He asserted his macho because he is macho and walked up in there like, what's up? Why y'all yelling at my thing? Like, they all little people.
He's a little man. No. Little men do
and
that.
And he and Todd could have went at it and it would have been fine, but Candy lost her mind.
Candy, she accelerated the situation.
She was already in a place.
She really went. Did. She made it more than what it was, because I felt like they were trying to get to a place where they were just trying to discuss, like, oh, this is what she said, they said, da 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 da.
Wait, you felt who was trying to get to that?
I felt like Peter was like, what's going on? And then Todd was answering Peter, and then Candy, come on, Candy, sit down. Go to the bathroom, cry it out, come back.
Okay, well, we're going to have different opinions about that.
Well, y'all tell us what you
but,
think.
But, I mean, really, to the point where she's, like, ready to drag a bitch? I mean,
and
why?
Kill. She said
no.
Kill.
No, Mal was saying that stuff, too, kill. Though.
Yeah, no, I mean, okay, obviously, that is taking it to another level.
God,
was
so
she
good.
Really going to do that? No, she got ratchet up in there.
Are you sure?
But who? Yeah. Okay, you when sure? you are at your maddest, are you like, oh, I'm going to kill you? No.
I mean,
that's not normal.
I think Candy is completely aware that she would swing and would keep swinging, and that's why she was so upset with herself and needed to be dragged out of the room. There's no doubt in my mind that Candy would fight. Period, point blank. Period.
I mean, we saw
that.
She would have
kicked the shit out of that. But like, did you check Chuck when Candy was going off?
He was in the back row.
He was like, oh,
hiding.
Yeah.
Is it over yet?
Monique, save me.
He's like, you know what? You wasn't the homie. I really loved you, girl. Yeah. I really loved you.
Candy, are we good? Are we good, Candy? Are we good?
Oh my god, I can't. And in the middle of that, Nene's drunk face sitting on the couch trying to figure everything out was hilarious.
No, coming down off her.
In the middle of
on.
That, oh my gosh, besides Nene, what about the strippers? So the naked boy in the background, and then the girl sitting down with our drink, like.
And Big Alexis just like.
Hey, honey, Alexi. Right, I can't.
These mofos.
Why is she there?
Lexi, why?
So Todd,
she didn't even have a relationship there.
But I would have loved to have been Lexi and just sit there like,
front
row for this.
Honey, I don't know.
I think I might have had to hit somewhere because you don't know. They just jacked out.
That's what we need. We need Lexi on the show because she can probably drop tea. Yes.
I would have left with the girls.
With the demons that spotted the spirit.
Exorcism.
Portia and her sister.
So Peter gets in, comes in. He says, you know, well, what's the problem here? Todd says, you know what? It's nothing. I came up. And then Candy's in the back, chill. And she's like,
she's
yeah,
a child.
She was rubbing his yes. back like, yeah, babe, you came up. You good. Like, I got you. And then...
She wasn't chill, y'all.
Peter says...
At that point.
No, she wasn't chill. She was like, yeah, baby, you came up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had
like
that same...
prepping a boxer.
Like, jump.
Oh, I didn't
like,
look at it like
no.
that.
I took it like you did, Jeff.
Hell no. I took it like,
she did
yes,
not go, yeah,
that's my man. Yeah.
He came up off my $35 million, my bedroom candy.
And you can't get your hair done.
She was so hype.
So then Peter all of a sudden says, oh, so y'all acting real street because Todd gave daps to Chris. Y'all got real street up in here. And then Candy gets up in front of him. And then that's when Candy starts being like, who acting straight?
No.
Bitch, your ratchet ass head is acting straight. This is not Boss Ass Bitch, the music video. This is not World Star Uncut.
I felt like
but it was.
It sure
oh,
was.
Oh, it was.
World
so,
star
on national TV.
World Star Uncut.
Now, Todd pushed Peter originally.
Yes, he did.
Whatever Todd's bullshit is, like, I put my hand up. No, no, you put your arm like this and you nudged him back, which maybe Peter was in your space and you felt like, yo, bro, just back up. But again, you're putting your arm on somebody. We're in a situation, bitch. It's Mouse Trap. You could have just been like, hey, girl, like, bitch, don't touch it. Be Chuck against the wall. Don't touch nobody.
Find a Monique. Find a Monique.
Do a
find
Chuck.
A Monique. Find a Monique.
Be Chuck.
Find
so
a Monique.
He gives Chris Depp. Todd pushes Peter back, and then Mal pushes Todd, and Candy goes freaking him. Mal in the background talking about, I'll beat that bitch. I'll beat her ass.
But she was very calm about it.
Yeah.
And she said it discreetly. Thank you. She had decorum about
it. She was a
it.
Stone-faced.
She had, because that's how
she
you know.
She thug, man. She was like.
Girl, that's her
that's
down.
That's how you
that's
know
her down
she will
syndrome.
Beat somebody down, is all I'm saying. Not her down syndrome. She yeah. is.
You
like,
are wrong for that,
Mal.
Girl, I'm sorry.
I live for Mal.
I'm just saying, I don't.
No, yeah. yo.
You live for Mal.
I live.
I mean, the way that she,
how
she,
are you
she posted
throw a threat
up.
And then have like a poker face.
Yes.
Like, oh, ass.
And she posted up
she
hard. Like, she
sweating.
Knew. She was like, Cynthia?
Yes.
Behind this arm.
Yeah.
Todd Midget, done.
I'm going to push you a one arm.
I mean, you know what? She living on the street, so she
no,
might.
No, she's yeah. not.
You're right, because she's living up in
she's
her sister's house.
She's living in her sister's house, and because her sister got to still pay the rent.
Until her man comes back from
I mean,
wherever he is and he can let her
what?
Mount her
Korea.
Korea.
So
thank
you don't get a key to the house?
She doesn't
they don't have
there.
A house here.
Jeez.
You know they ain't got no house here.
I mean,
girl,
I
just
think they
saying.
Do.
They ain't got no house here.
They live in She by Sheree Chateau.
Oops, that
no.
means they're living in the dirt.
Yeah, because did you hear what happened with She by Sheree? I mean, the chateau?
No.
The chateau is getting pulled, boo.
Well, okay. They're demolishing it?
Yeah.
It didn't even get finished.
Nope, the bank is taking it.
Oh. Well, what else are they taking from her? Ayala, you didn't fix
she
her
ain't got
life?
Nothing else to
Remember
take.
Remember when she was like, Ayala, fix my life?
Yeah.
Well, Ayala actually chimed in about this fighting.
Girl.
And she blamed NeNe.
NeNe's sitting here.
She
okay,
said
NeNe wait, hold
the
on.
Most responsible
Let's,
on Twitter.
Faye just calming Candy down. Candy is mad at Todd, she says, for pulling her back.
Yes, because Candy wanted to fight. Candy is an internal thug.
Candy's ready to leave. Now, how'd you guys feel about this? When Candy walked in, was like, I'm ready to leave. And Todd's like, no, babe, I have 2 minutes here.
I would kill him.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel low-key feel
him.
Like,
I
bitch,
know.
I look crazy and I know you know I look crazy.
Don't ask
if
for
I say
two
I need
minutes.
To leave, you need to leave.
He's like, no, I need 2 minutes, you know.
Well,
like,
they
no.
were like resolving
because
it.
Because they were trying
to resolve resolving.
That's why I wasn't
no,
mad
No, because
it,
they was in the middle of it. Like, you can't just walk away when you are, they were resolving.
She was embarrassed she and was wanted like, to get
That's
out
why she
should
have stayed in the bathroom.
She was the one who.
She went all Linda Blair and flipped her head around and upside down and throwing up.
She's the one who got crazy. He was still trying to have some love.
He was laughing
like,
on the inside.
No, he was afraid of Peter. Like, damn, Papa Smurf's about to kick my ass.
No, I don't think Todd was afraid.
Oh, please, honey.
I don't. I really
those
don't.
Those little arms.
Honey, that Jamaican would have told him.
That's
up.
Not, no, and it might have, but I don't think Todd was really
sorry.
Afraid.
Oh, he was. Trust and believe.
I
trust.
Didn't, I didn't see that fear.
Trust.
So we know Peter got some underground dealings. So,
Candy walks out. Cynthia starts putting in. Cynthia starts her figure skating again. She's like, you know, and she said all these nice things about you, too.
You keep mocking Cynthia. Cynthia, but I think she had a good point.
No, what point? I think Cynthia, sit down. This okay, has nothing to do with
what point. Let me make my point.
He knew you were going to do this.
I mean, I'm not defending. Like, I understand that Cynthia was spreading tea and gossip, and that's why all the drama exists.
She's doing too much. She's trying to have reconciliation at this point.
That's the point of the show. And in her talking about it, constantly saying, I told you this, I told you that, I was trying to give you the whole spectrum. If you only take this portion, then that's the portion you take.
That's on you.
That, I think, just shows that we got edited what they wanted us to see to make the drama story, which is fine. I enjoyed it. That's what it's for.
Hello.
But I do think Cynthia's still in that space of trying to be like a normal person in this craziness that it is. Like, I'm trying to play the game and spread the tea and do the thing so we have a show. But the whole reality is that that's not the only thing I told you. That's not the only thing she was saying about Todd. That's not the only thing we took from it, and you guys shouldn't just take that. But if that's what you're going to do, then damn it, I can't do nothing else, and I can't deal with it.
And guess how she said it, Jesse? Just like that. This. Okay.
But that's fine. But bitch, you're going to get your ass beat one day.
No, she's not. You will get your ass beat. She got a foul, honey.
Girl. And then everyone's sitting there. She's talking about, they're all sitting there like, that was ghetto, that was ratchet. Every one of you bitches up in there is ghetto.
Oh, you tried it?
Girl.
No, they're not.
Girl, I believe Peter's working with Apollo.
I mean, well, that's them. That's not the women.
Girl.
Don't call them ratchets.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The women have done nothing on this show outside of tipping a wig. And the men and have turned it into something else anymore.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And it wasn't tipping. It was a tug.
It was a tug of the wig. And the men have taken it to another level because they are getting involved with the ladies.
Exactly.
So, and you cannot claim these women are bitches and ratchet because the men decided to go hard.
But wait a minute.
Girl, these women are ratchet.
But then Kenya was trying to play man when she jumping up running at folks.
Yes, she was. And that's why she got ganked up like a man. Know your place. You learned that early on. Ooh. I have brothers. My mom said, one day your brother's going to beat your ass. You cannot roll up on him like that. You got to learn the hard way.
Natalie, you better not see Kenya in the streets.
Kenya ain't that type
of
chick.
But what about when, this is like totally random, but this is where my mind went. When
Kenya
Phaedra
was interviewing Regina Hall.
When Phaedra, I saw that too. Why not me? But why Phaedra was like, can somebody get my purse? And everyone's looking at her. My purse. My black purse.
Yes.
Girl, sit down. Sit down.
She wanted everybody to know.
We know, girl. You got a Prada.
Them stolen IDs. We got you some purses.
Stealing all those dead people's lives at the morgue. NeNe talking about, I don't know where we go from it. Bitch, leave. Leave the hotel. Why are y'all still trying to make this an event? Y'all trying to sit down and still talk about it. Go home and bring it up the next day.
Because we're filming.
Yes.
Hello.
And we have to reconcile something.
We got to do something to get this check.
So Carmen and Candy, that was boring. Candy, but you were not crazier than Mama Joyce. She was crazy. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to say, yeah, she was
crazier than
was.
Mama Joyce.
Yes.
In a bridal shop at your daughter's dress fitting, taking your shoes off and gonna kill her best friend, the woman that you call daughter.
I'm sorry. I mean, Mama Joyce is Mama Joyce. I don't know. I give grandparents a pass in a different kind of way.
Exactly,
they
because
be
Mama Joyce brought her two bitches.
She's old and it's like something else. Candy didn't
sister.
Need nobody.
Thelma and Louise was going to be like, what's good with you, Carmine? Whose dick you really suck?
Dirty.
I can't. All
right. NeNe, Cynthia, Peter, and Greg. NeNe feels real low. And Cynthia can't believe how ghetto Candy was acting.
And nor can I. Like, okay.
Cynthia was devastated. She said she would kill me.
Cynthia has just never been around this.
Never seen.
She doesn't walk those streets of
Barlow. She's from Alabama, but she's probably from the country where they just like, yo, chicken. I don't know what they say. But I'm just saying that she's not into no, like, thug gangsta shit. Like, that's not her thing.
Yeah,
but she married Peter.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, he's a reformed.
He is a very nice,
he's a businessman.
You see what happens, I'm scared about the men y'all end up
he's
with.
Just buildings.
So Brandon has bruised ribs.
He
a black eye.
You don't have a crack rib and not and have Kenny, a bandage on it. Sorry.
Brandon, he's not pressing charges.
I didn't
charges.
See his black eye.
You didn't see his ring.
You needed a microscope.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Magnifying glass
he
on
put the eyeliner under there and it's smudged.
And Brandon's not pressing. We have to talk like this because that's how they were talking. Because it was a really serious moment. And
that's
Brandon,
why I love you.
He can't press charges because he's only thinking about
the kids.
Newborn.
Somebody crack your rib and bush him in the face, you put them in jail. Point blank, period.
No, bitch, he found out that there was no case there. Or it was in the contract. Like, y'all signed the contract.
Yeah, that's what a non-disclosure agreement is.
Because what's it called? Peter kept saying to Todd, you know the rules. You know the rules. I'm wondering if that's
it's
something.
The man code.
He explained it later. He said, you talk without touching each other. Yeah. That's what
the man code.
Okay, I thought it was something like Tindu, because he was a producer at one time, and you know, like...
No, I was wondering what he meant, too, but he explained it.
Like, legit.
This is against Bravo's television.
Rules. I just want to say...
I just want Kenya to stop cooking scrambled eggs. That's the only thing this bitch cooks.
But he ate them. But why did she have to call Apollo a gorilla? I thought that was funny.
Prison really?
But why in each scene Nene's hair grows like
girl grows
it's
from
like
that
Alice in Wonderland
cap. It grows. I'm like, girl, what vitamin Z's?
And then in next episode it's like
it's a ponytail
gold,
it's like a
gold
she tones
color.
It back down. I actually appreciate it turning to that color as opposed
really?
To the platinum thing she got going on, because I'm tired of looking at that wig line.
Honey,
all right, wait, we gotta
like
wrap
that,
this up though.
That wig in the spa.
Let's talk about the spa.
So they went to the spa.
They go to the spa. Nene says, I'm here to see a bunch of mean girls. Oh, bitch, you are Regina.
Yeah.
They go inside.
It's her show. Sorry.
Right. Received. She said, makes this thing that she received a text from Brandon. Okay. And then they have tea time. And Cynthia to Candy, she says, you know what? Maybe I was too close in your personal space. Even though she said it in, maybe I was too close in your personal space.
Very
extra.
Aggressive. Because she's stressed.
Cynthia was being extra.
It's like an underhanded apology. Like, I don't
everything
want it.
Cynthia does is... It's like, girl, she said Todd is amazing and smart.
But,
you know, but he's an opportunist. Like,
I still love Cynthia, though. Okay.
So then Cynthia said, you know, I talked with... Who did she say she talked with? I don't know. I can't read my writing. Whatever. But basically, they try to work it out. It doesn't work out. Nene's yelling over everybody, like... A damn parakeet.
Nene and Kenya just go
because
for
she
it.
Has
and Kenya.
To put something the blame on Kenya.
And boy, did she.
Okay, do you think Nene should take any blame?
Yes. How did nobody call her out? She set the whole tone for the whole.
Because they all know that the producers told her to do it. And that's what they were all getting into. Nobody's confused about that. Everybody knew they were coming to get some bull crap questions that they were going to have to answer in front of their mates and people that done said what they knew they were going to do that and argue about that. Nene wasn't doing anything out of line. Kenya got up out of her seat and changed everything.
Nene should not have approached Kenya in the demeanor in which she did. However, Kenya should have sat down in that seat.
Yeah.
And Kenya, leave the contacts at home.
And in the end, couldn't Kenya just, like, fess up to something?
No, of course not.
Like, even if she had just said, because, like, Candy, I will say Candy, I appreciate you. Because I'm glad that she recognized, like, yo, I got turned up
she
too much.
She was a woman about it.
I turned up too much. And, like, I'm not saying Kenya is obvious. I mean, nobody can blame Kenya for what Apollo did. But can't Kenya just be like, you know what? I got hype. I didn't appreciate how this girl was coming to me. Maybe that was a catalyst for some stuff.
Kenya
I can't
never
say.
Do that.
No.
But that's what would have made the other girls be like, okay.
Yep.
But why, when Apollo was apologizing to Phaedra, he never said sorry for pushing you.
Right. Oh.
Sure. Cause he don't even realize he pushed Brandon. He said he tripped.
Yeah, that's scary.
He tripped and fell on the beanbag.
He's still trying to figure that out.
Can we talk about what when Kenya brought up to Phaedra and Phaedra starts talking about black people and the world
the
that we live
look.
In,
the
and,
way that we look. I agree.
But
with
girl,
her
she's
yeah,
I agree
her
with
husband,
too.
Yeah.
But bitch, your husband is out. You're stealing identities from people.
I know.
Well, we know that now.
We knew
we
that.
Don't know that.
But she knew, damn knew that. So, girl, you sit
she
your ass down
Jess,
and don't talk about the black community.
Well, him
she
stealing
can.
Identities isn't necessarily what
life.
She means
go
about
get
the
your
black
damn
community.
Life.
Exactly. That's not what she means about the black community.
She means
community.
When they start throwing punches and
this aggressive
acting.
Behavior on TV.
I mean, white people break laws. Like, it's not.
Yeah, stealing
and
identities
also get
like
in fights
white people
too.
Crime.
Exactly. So she's probably proud of that part. Like, at least it's white collar crime and he's not slanging drugs and shooting up gangs and whatnot.
I can't tap it out.
God,
but she
can't.
Didn't say anything. It would have been nice of her to be like, well, I know my husband got out of hand. I apologize for his craziness and it hits role in it. But she was like, this is some good tea. I done lost my bag in my tea.
Kenya says Brandon did not deserve to get beat like that.
Of course not.
He did not. But, I mean, if Chris beat his ass, that's different. But Peter and Apollo,
well, he should have sat his ass down.
Nobody should have gotten their ass
this
beat.
This is the cold.
We
sit down.
Be beat ass business.
Mm-hmm. Punk, jump up.
And now I'm like, I feel like Apollo needs a psych test before ever getting on camera.
Well,
again.
He might be getting one in jail right now because he'll probably be on trial in a few months.
And then we saw clearly that Christopher grabbed her, and then we kind of left it there because all the girls dispersed, and we go into predictions.
The spa people will never allow them back in there.
No. They were, how did they even try to do that?
They were like, what is happening? What are they doing? So loud.
Those spas gross me out.
I don't even know.
Porsche's audition for Candy's show.
Hey, at least she was working for it. Side note, I looked up on iTunes and I couldn't find it.
She hardly was working
a mother's
for it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. She and was then, jogging and singing.
Girl, that's one take.
Do re mi fa anyway. Sol.
Kenya's ball.
I can't wait for this.
I'm Marlo excited. And Kenya.
Oh,
and then
Kenya
what do you
calls
think?
Nene up.
Marlo's back.
What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, Marlo and Kenya are talking. What do you think is going to happen between Peter and Nene?
No, I think they're just getting into it. They love each other. Nothing's going to really bad happen.
Yeah, the bit longer preview that they showed on Watch What Happens basically was that Peter was calling her out for sort of misbehaving at the ball because it was a charity and that she didn't need to be turned up like that.
Oh.
And so then they argue. But
take the girl out the hood.
But you can't take the hood. She ain't even from the hood for real. She's from the country.
I don't know about the country. I'm a city girl. But
Augusta,
I don't know.
Where are they from? Athens? That's the country. That ain't the hood. That's the country.
I don't know.
Maybe,
it's
maybe her strip hood. Club was in the hood.
My only prediction is that Portia is not in this cast.
Oh, she's in the cast, honey. She's saying because we know that. Well, per our viewer.
I don't know.
We had a viewer that said she was in the movie.
They telling us we need to wrap up. We need to talk about this one thing.
What?
Tawanda Braxton from is Dan Cordell suit?
Supposedly, but Tamar will not confirm or deny
that. Tawanda said Tawanda was on Bethany.
Yeah,
they're talking about.
But they said that they are friends.
Because she's still married. She's not divorced. Well, at least we know he liked it for Tawanda. Because he couldn't decide he liked it
for another
beer.
Because Tawanda be going after some.
She's
suspect
married.
Men. And he
how
is.
Does she
he's
go
a
after
writer.
Suspect men. Her man is not suspect.
Her man
he's
isn't
just unemployed.
Suspect.
You guys ever watch The Bluths?
Negative.
What is that? Arrested Development?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys.
How are you going?
Because what's her name? In the damn acting husband.
Oh man,
get out of here. He's not
that
like
that.
That
is their
that.
Relationship.
Oh, boy, bye.
You're
can't.
Ridiculous. He's a writer that hasn't
anyway.
Published a book.
Right. He's right, though. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram.
It's like Little Miss Sunshine.
You're
when
wrong.
He was trying to get his 12-point plan.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
Oh, just saying 08.
Stuart Starling.
She don't even know.
Until like, what? Next she week, lost. Same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.